The Profit and Loss Statement. This chart illustrates the break-even point of any business. As you can see, the break-even point is the point in the annual output where the number of units sold or number of services provided produces enough gross profit to cover total costs, including fixed overhead costs of operations. Loss occurs whenever fixed costs exceed sales. Profit occurs whenever sales exceed total costs. As you can see in the graph on page 6, the break-even point for this company is reached when 5,000 units are sold. It is at this point that total sales or gross profit equal total costs. Now, we'll look at a profit and loss statement. A P&L statement starts with a gross income. Any discounts or allowances are subtracted to arrive at net income. Cost of sales, in this case, purchases and shipping, is then taken to give gross profit. Gross profit margin is calculated as gross profit divided by total sales. Overhead, which includes rent for your premises, marketing costs, wages, telephone, postage, stationery, etc., is then subtracted. The remainder is operating profit. Tax is then taken away from operating profit to arrive at net profit or loss. You may now calculate your net profit margin as net profit divided by total sales. By looking at both the break-even point and the profit and loss statement, you can get a quick feel for the basic economics underlying profit and loss of a corporation. In the next section, we will look at stocks and how they affect the profits and loss of a company.